under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. 4/4/24, April 4th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you would like the screenshot to those words to the Randy Travers song, Three Wooden Crosses, just text me three crosses, the number three crosses. I'll send it to you. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. I had a couple of people request that from me. I just sent it to you. If you would like it, three crosses. Because here's the bottom line, and I understand many, many years, decades of doing it, running your business, being married, having a family. There was a point in my business career back in 1981, I didn't even know what day of the week it was, July of 1981. Went into the office. Secretary wasn't in. She always came in at 8 o'clock. The office opened at 9. She always was there at 8. She turned the lights on. She turned on the computers, the copier. She made coffee. I usually get there first one to be in the office by 8:15, 8:30. I was managing at the time. Wanted to make sure everything was up and running. Everything was good. Walked in. The lights were off. She wasn't there. I'm like, what the heck? Turned around, went, turned on the lights, turned on the copier, the computers, made the coffee, went to my desk and called her. Called her at home. Jeannie, where are you? What do you mean? You're not at the office. You know, it's almost 8:30. What, you know, what the heck? She goes, Randy, it's Sunday. I didn't even know it was Sunday. Back then, didn't go to church on a regular basis. I didn't even know it was a Sunday. I just thought it was another work day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. It was another day. Why is Jeannie not here? I called her up, man, I was going to rip her a new one. She goes, Randy, I don't come in until 11 on Sundays. I know that. I forgot it was Sunday. She says to me, how can you forget it's Sunday? We laughed. But that's how crazy busy we were at the time. So I understand being busy. Don't tell me you're busy. I understand being busy. I have done it my entire life. You can run for office. You can be involved in your county. You can make a difference. It's only a time commitment of a couple of hours for a meeting once or twice a month. Yeah, there might be some committee assignments. Yeah, you might have to go and attend some things. You'll work it around your schedule, but you can do it. Your community needs you. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Why am I harping so much on running for county commissioner? Well, first of all, thanks to the Michigan Association of Counties, putting money in the pockets of the politicians in Lansing, Republicans and Democrats, last year, 2023, they changed the law. They changed the election law, making the terms of county commissioner 4-year terms instead of 2-year terms. You see, previously for decades, as long as I can remember, county commissioners were elected every 2 years, just like your state representatives in Lansing, just like your U.S. congressman. Current Congressman Jack Bergman has to run for office every 2 years. He parachutes into the district the election year, usually starting in January. Acts like he's doing some things for the district, sends out a few email blasts to tell you what he's been doing, and expects you to vote for him on August 6th primary and vote for him in November. Why? Because he runs with an R behind his name. He's a Republican. State representatives, every 2 years, they're the most accountable to the people. They're representatives. They're not senators. They're representatives. If you don't like what your representative is doing in representing you in Lansing, you replace their butt every 2 years. That was exactly the same way county commissioners operated. Until MAC, the Michigan Association of Counties, dumped a bunch of money into their reelection campaigns and they changed the law. Now they're going to serve 4-year terms like state senators, like governors, like presidents. County commissioners will not be held accountable. You can't recall them in the first year and you can't recall them in the fourth year of their elected office. So anything they do that is absolutely obnoxious, ridiculous, voting to raise your taxes in the first year, you can't recall them. And you have to live with this yahoo for 4 years now, starting this year, 2024. It is absolutely critical, folks, that we get good people to run for county commissioner this year. Brett Gooding is doing it in Emmett County. Mike is doing it in Otsego. Mike Kaczmarek, he's running. We've got Tim Miller, the veteran architect, running in Otsego. We got Robert Crook running in Presque Isle County. We've got Steve Kerr, a longtime Christian patriot from Petoskey. Started the Mending America group in Petoskey. He's retired, built himself a beautiful home in Curtis, Michigan, up in Mackinac County. Spoke with him yesterday, spoke with Mike Petrick. Steve's going to run for county commissioner, serving Curtis in that county. We are talking to people. We are going to get people to run before the April 23rd deadline. I need your help. I need people to run 2 seats in Presque Isle County, District 2 and District 3. Both sides of 23 in Rogers City, Akiak, and Belknap Townships. I've got people actively looking, trying to find a good conservative patriot to run. We will help you get elected. The Reagan Day dinner to raise money on May the 11th for the Presque Isle County Republicans is going to have the funds to fund their chosen endorsed candidates in the August 6th primary. Sheboygan County, we need commissioners. Mackinac still has a couple of slots open. You need to get a hold of Mike Petrick. If you want to talk to Mike, text me Mike. I'll text you his phone number, his contact info. He needs 2 more patriots to run in Mackinac. We need people to run in Otsego. We need people to run in Sheboygan. We need people to do this. We need people to get involved this year, this April 23rd deadline. We have got to do this. The bottom line that you have to understand, people, is that this is a process that we have got to do together as a group. Because if we put up our patriots, knock on the doors, put up the signs, get the word out, we will win. We know how to do it. We've done it before. With this radio station and this network of people, we can make changes here in Northern Michigan. In making the changes, getting these county commissioners elected for a four-year term, guess what? We can rewrite bylaws. We can change how the meetings are run. Here in our Antrim County, I've already talked to Jairus Rubing, my county commissioner. He says, Randy, if you can get me two more commissioners to run with me, it's a five-seat board. We'll have a 3-2 majority. We will go back to one meeting a month. It'll be 2 hours long from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. People will be able to go to work at their normal day job, come home, have dinner with the family, attend a two-hour monthly meeting, and that's it. We can stop raising taxes, wasting taxpayer dollars here in Antrim County. It's going to happen. I'm going to go over and try to meet with some folks in Mancelona to get them to run. Join Vicky and I as we're knocking on doors. Might as well come join us in Mancelona when we're in your area. Four people can do a lot more door knocking than two. Husband and wife running for county commissioner, Vicky and I, we will bang it out. We will put up the signs. We will make this happen. Now, that's what we're doing in our county of Antrim. What are you doing in your county? Yeah, I'm going to call you out a little bit right now. Are you running for school board? Are you running for county commissioner? Are you going to sacrifice a couple of hours a month to make a difference in your community? Yes or no? Because if you're not, then you know what? You probably don't even want to bother listening to the show anymore. Because this is my mission to make this happen before April 23rd. Well, I'll think about it. No, there's no thinking about it. You're either with us or against us. If you're going to be a part of this show, if you're going to be part of this radio family, if you're going to be part of this information getting out to people to inform them, engage them, then you need to do this. We just ordered another 10,000 rack carts. They're coming today. We will impact 110,000 votes with the first batch that we already sent out. We distributed them all across the state of Michigan. Many of you have ordered them. We've packaged them up and paid $4.87 for media postage to ship it directly to your home, your office, your business, wherever. And we're sold out. Another 10,000 are coming today. We get rid of these 10,000. We are going to impact 220,000 votes with the first two orders. And we're not even close to being done. If you get people to think intellectually about this election, about the candidates that are running with the ballot proposals that are going to be on the ballot, with all the things that are happening, this card has the ability to do it. All you have to do is go to our website, acconservatives.org, donate $21. We will ship you 100 of these cards. They're thick stock. They have a special UV glossy coating on them. You can spill coffee on them. It doesn't affect them. On the front side, spread the word. In the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th of 2024. When you flip it over, 11 questions. Get people to think about this. Are you satisfied with the price of high gasoline diesel fuel prices? The costs and security concerns that are being caused by our open and unprotected borders, inflation in the economy, surging crime rates in most of our American cities. A woman, Ruby Garcia, was shot in the head 3 times, thrown out of the vehicle, and ran over. Illegal alien in our country had been deported not once but twice, in possession of a firearm, was driving without a valid license, got in an argument with his girlfriend, and shot her in the head in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Donald Trump was here on Tuesday to talk about it. How do you feel about these forced EV electric vehicle mandates, the wind farms, the solar panel farms, all the things that Whitmer's pushing on us? Rising food and consumer prices, woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges, on a way. Challenges to and loss of parental rights, which will negatively affect our children. Abortions without parental consent. Potential transgender surgery on your minor child without you knowing about it. Increasing fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other drug-related deaths going on in the news. Rising interest rates, mortgage rates, attacks on our Second Amendment rights, and your constitutional ability to protect yourself and your family. These are not Democrat or Republican issues. They are American issues. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and are concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, 2024, talk about these issues. Ask people about them with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Promote America, not politics. This has nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats. This is about being an American. You have the power to vote wisely. Hand this card to somebody and ask them to talk to 11 people about these 11 questions. Here, read this. What do you think? Plant the seed that they need to vote using their brain, not their dedication or commitment to a political party. Hand this card to Democrats. They got to think about these things. These are real issues that have been happening within the last 3 years because of Biden and Whitmer in Michigan. This is important. Text me cards. I'll text you the link. Let's break back.